Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Toby, you ever seen Dazed and Confused?
I have not, no.
I bet I'm the only person among the six of us that has. You seen it, Bennett?
Who's in that?
My guy. It's an ensemble cast.
It's a great movie.
It's McConaughey's breakout film. It was McConaughey's like first Ben Affleck's
in it. You
gotta
keep living, man. Oh, I've seen clips from this.
Yeah, it's a fantastic movie.
Never heard of it.
Never heard it? Jeff, it's a... You'd like it. It's 1970s Texas. Yo, you like Varsity Blues?
Yeah, Varsity Blues was cool.
Ride with me on this one.
All right.
So, it's mock draft time. Here's what we've determined. So, at first, we were all just going to go around and make picks, but I don't know that anybody cares about White Brian's Utah Jazz pick, right?
I mean, I do. I might throw 20 cents on it.
That's true. Shout out to White Brian's betting habits. Instead, what we're going to do, everybody lay out the top five relatively quickly, and then who the Wiz take at six because of that. And I can't imagine any of us have any discrepancy at one and two.
So maybe start at three.
I think we'll be able to. That's a good idea. Does anybody think it won't be Flagg or Harper? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay. So you just have to give three, four, five, six. Toby, start us off.
All right. Third pick going to be VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor. Fourth pick, JP's guy, Con Knipple, goes to the Charlotte Hornets. Fifth pick.
It is wild how everybody has Knipple going fourth, and everybody's like, I don't think he's that good. Clearly, people do.
I like him. I wouldn't take him there, but it seems like Charlotte's been linked to him a lot, so I'll go with him there. Fifth, Trey Johnson. With a sixth pick, the Wizards end up with Ace Bailey. He's the most enigmatic guy in this draft. Everybody's talking about him because they can't get a read on this guy. And they can't get a read on him because he didn't work out for any teams in the pre-draft process. But in terms of raw talent, I think he's the second most talented guy in this draft behind Cooper Flagg. I think you just look at his game, and it looks like a game that you can make some big some tweaks to. You can improve some things. And he has superstar potential. His shot-making ability is second to none in this NBA draft. I mean, the stuff that he was able to make at Rutgers, you're looking at wondering, how in the heck is he consistently knocking down these shots? Now, there are some red flags to me. I think his handle is pretty loose. I think his shot selection could use some work. But I think those are all things that you can develop. And if that's the case, I think he has the highest upside of anybody you could get at six. So give me Ace Bailey to the Wizards.
Okay, who'd you have going five?
Trey Johnson.
Okay. All right. The picks are in. Toby has Ace Bailey sliding to the Wiz at six. Let's go to my man Bennett. He's one of the people that's seen Days of Confused.
Yeah, so I am not one of those people that think Ace Bailey will be there at six. I think the Sixers are going to pick him at three.
Okay. I think that'll be a disaster, but okay.
It may be.
For them. All right, so Bennett says Bailey at number three, which really opens this thing up. Continue.
I could be very wrong. Then I have Edgecombe. If Edgecombe's in Charlotte, don't think Charlotte can pass him up. And then I have Trey Johnson going to the Jazz and Jeremiah Fears at six for the Wiz.
You're leaving Knipple on the board?
I do.
You've lost all your Days of Confused credit.
All right, that's fine.
All right, so you have them taking Fears?
I do.
Why?
It's an open starting point guard spot. And I think Jeremiah Fears is very good. I think he would fit in well with the Wizards. And that's all I can say right now.
The only thing, I really like Jeremiah Fears. And
you said you're trying to limit how much you like him.
Because if I watched him all the time.
You're like in middle school and don't want the girl to know you like her.
Yeah. He's my exact type of player that I would draft. And the issue is he has the major red flag. I can't take a guard that can't shoot. And he couldn't shoot in high school. He couldn't shoot at Oklahoma. The stroke looks good. But when you shoot 20% from three, under 30% at all, coming in, I can't take you. Even though he can get anywhere on the floor, he can make passes, he can get to the rim and finish. If you can't shoot from three in the NBA, we've seen how that's played out with guards for years. It just doesn't work, especially recently.
Who's my guy from Wisconsin?
Johnny Davis.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, exactly.
Jeff, you notice Toby's talking about he has a type and the stroke looks good?
That man been outside lately. The heat got him acting different.
Toby's finally starting to live. All right, well, we can't go for Bennett to White Bryant because nobody will know the difference. So we'll go to Jeff. Jeff, you're up.
Okay, so I was with Toby on Edgecombe and Knipple, but I think the Jazz are going to pick up Jeremiah Fears. And I was torn between Trey Johnson and Ace Bailey, but after that little quote that Chris Miles said when he was talking about how his teammates were like, he always like a workhorse. He wants to get up with them at 5 a.m. and work out. I love that. So I'm taking Ace Bailey at 6 for the Wizards.
I want to change my pick.
What a hater.
That's my biggest, youngest hater right there. The youngest hater in charge.
Toby said he's chirped people nowadays.
I'll chirp Jeff.
If you missed any of our interview with NBA TV's Chris Miles, that was at noon. You can get it on the Odyssey app, but you can also get it wherever you listen to your podcast. It was awesome. Miles has seen all these guys in person, has talked to all their coaches.
He's so good.
He's so good, and he's so dialed on hoops. All right, so we now have two Ace Baileys and one Jeremiah Fears. Let's let my man Bennett go.
You mean Ben?
Ben. Listen.
I know.
Ben,
is your real name Benjamin?
Yeah, my name is Ben. You can call me Strober.
Benji.
What's your last name, Bennett?
My last name is Solomon.
Golly.
Both BS.
Would you believe that one of Bennett's first shift was Ben Standing hosting? I was board hopping and Bennett was here. And Ben Standing goes, we have me, Ben Standing, and then we have Ben over there, and then Bennett over there as well.
B. Mitchell Landfill, take vacation. We're full of BS. All right, Strober. Go ahead.
You guys are forgetting something very important about this NBA draft. I'll start off with that and I'll get into it. VJ Edgecombe to Philadelphia at 3, it makes sense. I think it's a really good fit, and I think Philadelphia, if Embiid plays, which is always a wild card, he probably won't play. That makes a lot of sense. They could be a scary team. Knipple goes number 4 to Charlotte. I think the writing's just been on the wall for that. I could actually see him going 3, but I'll just stick with what I'm going with here. At number 5, Brooklyn is going to trade up for that pick and take Jeremiah Fears. I think they've been really high on him throughout this process. Brooklyn has 5 first-round picks in this draft. They have... It's insane. That doesn't even make any sense. They're going to trade some of those picks to move up here and get their guy in Fears. The Wizards get Ace at 6, who fall right into their lap. And then Trey Johnson goes to New Orleans at 7. Utah will probably get Malawach at 8, because it's going to be crazy that he's still there.
Okay.
He gave you the extensive.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when I first started doing radio hits, I just never stopped talking. People put me on, be like, yeah, Finley will kill an hour. All right, White Brian. Give the people what they want.
Yeah, I also have Edgecombe going 3. I also have the Nets trading up into the top couple picks here, but they're trading up to 4 to take Ace Bailey. Con Knipple goes 5.
Just a hater.
And the Wizards end up with 2025 Rookie of the Year, Trey Johnson.
Ooh.
Okay.
Rookie of the Year. You know what I want them to do, JP? I don't think they can do it because I don't think they want to move. Chris Miles alluded to this with number 2. I would love for the Wizards to trade up to 2 and take Dylan Harper. I would love that. Find a way to make that work. You got 6-18. You've got some young talent on this team that
I don't think the Spurs get off that.
I don't think they do, but I would be really intrigued. I'd be making phone calls all the way up until they officially turn in that card. Because Dylan Harper, to me, is just, he's a franchise-type guy. I think Ace Bailey can, but there's more red flags in terms of his playing style. Not even off-the-court stuff, just playing style. I would love to have Dylan Harper.
How did it make you feel when Miles said that Caleb Williams as a person is kind of an apt comp to what's going on with Ace Bailey's pre-draft stuff?
It's weird because he apparently wants to come to the Wizards, right? I mean, it'd be one thing. The Caleb Williams stuff was he didn't want to go to Chicago, and so he was trying to find another place. He ends up going to Chicago. Where was Caleb Williams' spot? Because I think it's totally different. If Caleb Williams' spot was, I don't know, New England at three, and he ended up in New England, would it be a little bit of a different conversation? Ace Bailey sounds like his spot is D.C. Like, he's telling all the teams ahead. He's not taking workouts. It kind of sounds like he wants to come here. And if he wants to come here, fine.
It does kind of seem like he might just want to be here.
Yeah.
I'm into that. All right, here's mine. It's pretty chalky. Flag one, Harper two. I just don't think the Spurs ever think they're going to be that high again for a while. And so you just take, I mean, the Spurs all of a sudden, Wemby, what's up with Wemby's health? Wasn't that like a pretty serious thing? Blood clots or whatever?
Yeah, I think he's doing fine now.
Okay. He's hanging out with the monks.
Yeah. He's,
I feel like you would do well in that environment, White Brian.
I think so too.
Yeah. White Brian's taking a vow of silence and works in radio. Does Rose talk a lot?
Not really, no.
Very quiet house?
Pretty quiet.
You guys strike me as more cat people than dog people, which might...
We are getting a cat.
Of course you are, because you don't have a dog, despite your dog mom cup.
Yeah, I was going to say, the animals probably make more noise in that house.
Yeah, we'll be getting a cat next week.
Good God, when does football season start? Cooper Flag 1, Dylan Harper 2, Edgecombe 3. I've seen this all along, and it fits to me because Charlotte has some guys that can fill it up that, like, they could use somebody that just does everything. I think Con Knipple goes to the Hornets.
Will you be crestfallen if he's taken before 6?
No, because I'm prepared for it. I don't think he's there at 6. And, dude, I'll be honest, I really like Con, and much of this is based off watching highlights, which probably don't tell you the whole story. You should probably watch some lowlights, too. You know that Mike Shanahan, before drafts, liked to only watch highlights of the guys he wanted?
Makes you feel good about him, right?
Because his thing was, I'm going to get them to play at their best, so show me their best.
Yeah, I like that.
Didn't really work.
No, but I don't hate that idea. Like, if a guy can do it once as a coaching mantra, I can get him to do it again, right?
If you're going to date a girl, do you only want to see the pictures she puts on Instagram, or do you want to see real life? Because they have a way of lighting and, like, that weird arm bend and leaning backwards. Could be a little gut involved the way they can make pictures look. You need to see the real thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see the highs and the lows.
Non-Photoshop.
Give me the highs, man. I got Flag, Harper, Edgecombe, Knipple. Trey Johnson goes 5th to the Jazz. And then Ace Bailey, bang.
I like
Washington
it.
Wizard.
What's your reaction going to be if that's tonight? Ace Bailey gets announced as a 6th pick.
I'm in. I don't know if you know this about me, Toby. I'm Mr. Optimistic.
Yeah, I'm fully in on Ace Bailey.
To hear the phrase that the Wizards have the right culture for a guy like Ace Bailey, hard to think those words could be said about the organization of Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenden.
Well, and I think he fits exactly what they need. They need a scorer. They need a wing. Because you think about what they're trying to do now with Bob Carrington being set as the point guard, and he's going to be ball dominant. You got Ace Bailey, who's a shot creator. You got Bilal Coulibaly. You've got Alex Sarr. Keyshawn George fits in there somewhere as well. I mean, you've got now a squad of young guys with various talents on the offensive and defensive sides of the floor. I kind of like it. And one of the things that Ace Bailey's camp, it seemed like, was preaching, and part of the reason why Washington is so attractive for him, is they wanted to get him on the floor early and often. And they wanted him to play, you know, 25, 30 minutes as a rookie. Look around the NBA last year. find a team that played more young guys than the Washington Wizards last year. Keyshawn was out there every time he could be out there.
He was good, dude.
Bob played all 82 games. Sarr was out there as often as he could be out there. They're going to play their young guys. And if they lose, then fine, right? Like, that's part of the process. But let the young guys go out there and play. And so I think if you're Ace Bailey's camp, that's probably part of why Washington's so attractive. You can go out there and build a chemistry with these young guys. You're going to get an opportunity to play as many minutes as you can handle. I think it's great if he ends up here because I think you can develop him, and I think he has the highest potential of anybody you could get at six.
I agree with that with a carve-out. Doesn't Malawach have the highest potential of anybody you could get at six? Just with the size? Like, sure. You can't get that. If he has an offensive game...
Yeah, I mean...
That's something else entirely.
If he can develop...
If you're going straight, like, what is the complete, fullest lottery ticket potential of this kid? Isn't it him over Ace? Or do you think Ace is, like, could be that good of an offensive force?
I think Ace could be that good.
What is Ace's best ceiling comp?
Scoring style?
Just all
of
it.
Well, I want to hear by Brian.
Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
He's not the shooter, though.
No. He's
Durant was a shooter.
But he's a different style. Like
And Durant's bigger. Didn't they say Ace was a little shorter than they expected?
He's also going to grow a little bit. He's 19. So he's going to grow a little bit. So
only way I was growing at 19 was out.
I see why White Bryant say KD.
But if you watch
he constantly
highlight,
hits that elbow shot.
Yeah, that mid-range.
That mid-range. He's a mid-range assassin.
So that's one of the things that I like about him. Obviously, that's probably his strong suit is that mid-range pull-up. It's also a thing that scares me about him. And that's why... It's an interesting dichotomy for me, JP, because if I were at three, if I were the Sixers, I would not take Ace Bailey. But at six, when some of the other options that I'd take over him are gone, I would take him. Because he lives on that mid-range pull-up. And if you watch him at Rutgers, that mid-range pull-up is contested, and he knocks it down. It's a little different at the NBA level. If that mid-range pull-up is still contested, chances are you're not knocking it down. I think his handle's a little bit loose. But I, again, think that's all stuff that you can clean up and work on and turn him into a really, really good player. I think as a scorer, he's never going to be KD because there's never going to be another KD. That he's one of the greatest scorers of all time. But
is a better comp for this kid like a you hope he becomes like a Paul George or a Kawhi? I just Durant to me is something
else. I hope he did not become a Paul George.
George was really good for a while.
I just think his highlights remind you of Durant.
Yeah, I mean he's also in his 30s.
Both those guys are all-time defenders, too. I don't know if Ace Bailey projects as a
defender. Just,
definitely Kawhi.
He's just that long, lanky guy that can shoot over the top of guys. That's where you get the Durant comp, right? That's where you get that.
Someone proposed a trade and said, the Spurs give Milwaukee number two and De'Aaron Fox for the number two and the Greek Freak. For the Greek Freak.
They're not trading Giannis.
There's been talk of Giannis to the Spurs. That's been the whisper
for
a while.
He's not getting traded, though. He's not getting traded.
That would be crazy.
Looking forward to the NBA draft tonight. At 1:45, our guy Bees has some deep cuts. If you're looking for action tonight, Bees got some winners. Next, so I want to have a conversation about RFK Stadium, where it is, what's going to happen. Nobody go anywhere.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one.
You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Photog at Monumental. Good friend of mine. Known him a long time. Whenever I see Daryl Johnson, I go, go, DJ. I assume he knows why I've done that forever, but it's because of this song. DJ, I hope you enjoy that. Shout out to DJ. I assume I will see him this weekend. Big wedding this weekend on the Eastern Shore. I got a wedding in Erie, Pennsylvania on Saturday, and then one in Easton, Maryland on Sunday.
Got a lot of people getting married, JP.
Except you.
Well, I wasn't going to say it, but correct.
How close are you to getting married?
How far can you get from being married?
Are you closer to getting married or playing in the NBA?
Playing in the NBA.
Give me your 5'9".
5'8".
5'8", 170?
I wish, but okay. Yeah.
We need a call segment to get Toby some girlfriends, just some dates. I don't know how that'll go.
I told him let me be his hitch. I get him some dates.
Again, again, you and JP are at the bottom of the list of guys.
Why am I at the bottom? I'm married.
You're crazy, family. Toby. I DJ events in which women who are lawyers and have good careers and look good, they come to these events. Get you a lawyer or something,
man. I got me a lawyer.
Yeah.
JP's above Jeff. There's no question about
that. I got me an accountant. Like,
J-Dogs forever. We know what we're doing.
We know our choice on women. We know which ones to go on.
Listen, B-Mitch and Mullins aren't here, okay?
Yeah.
So of the current six of us, Jeff and I are still at the bottom of the list. White Brian's boring ass. Two dudes named Ben. You got me and Jeff at the bottom of the list?
All right, you might bump up a little bit.
How would you rank this group, this crew of setting you up with chicks? Now, I might be too old.
Now, hold on. I'm incredibly boring, so White Brian and I probably vibe.
Yeah, but you think Brian knows any women besides his wife? Because I don't.
I mean, I don't know any women either, so.
We're aware, Toby. We're trying to fix this. White Brian. Unless Rose has single friends, why Brian brings zero to the table trying to get you a chick? Is that accurate, Brian?
I think you're underestimating my friends.
Okay.
I got friends.
Now we're going somewhere. Why, Brian, you got any single chicks that might be in for a boring-ass dude that wants to watch baseball all the time?
Maybe.
We got to work on our sales pitch. Toby Altizer, very good at the radio.
Middling.
I think you're good, dude. Went to college educated.
Yeah, I did graduate.
Likes Virginia Tech.
Yeah, go Hokies.
Where nobody.
All you have to do is say, you can hear me on radio.
Does that work?
That's all he have to say, bro.
To a woman?
For Toby, yes.
Is that your line, Jeff?
No, not at all. Women are just attracted to me. I'm a good-looking bald man, bro. Like, but I'm just saying, Toby, you're in a prime position to be a young man.
Hold on.
Your voice is heard over DC radio. You have accolades. You've been in
Milwaukee. Jeff said you're in a prime position to be a young man.
Real quick.
I think he is a young man.
I found someone that JP and Jeff, you would be ahead of. Commandante Tequila says that he can find me.
Toby's got the most swag in terms of hat game in the studio.
Nobody wears more DC sports gear than Toby. So we need a chick that's into DC sports, clearly, right?
Yeah. Hey, look, Toby, just be like, I got a ticket. I could get you in a Nets game. It'll probably work for you.
If I may say something here.
That's a good date.
Ryan Clary.
Yeah.
Who's now, like, fit and has a girlfriend and, like, he certainly considers himself a heartthrob.
Yeah, he is.
When he worked for us, We called him Stallion because he hadn't been laid in over a year. And, you know, we whipped his ass into shape. And now Stallion is Stallion. Out there styling and profiling.
He is, yeah.
That you come to our show to get whipped into shape.
Okay.
Your afternoon show? I don't know.
All right. I'll get in shape, and we'll see what can happen.
All right. So White Brian says he's got chicks. White Brian, you're on the clock. Make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, I have high expectations.
I'm too old.
Would you mind if we made you a Tinder page?
Now, that's a segment for the summer.
We're going to make you a Tinder page, and I'm going to be responsible for the profile info.
I mean, that sounds like content.
Yo, that is
content. Oh, it's all right. I'm about to download Tinder.
Yo, next week's 4th of July. We got nothing. Yeah, I'll do 2 hours on
that. MLB All-Star break's coming up. That sounds like great content.
Speaking of the program, the great Cody Betts texted me, when B. Mitch and Mullins aren't there, it's like a substitute teacher in high school. Anything goes.
So true.
Our guy Greg says his wife might be able to set you up.
Okay.
Now, if Jess gets on the job, I would run with that.
Okay.
Yeah, always run with a woman as your wingman. They can help you more.
Bennett, you got a girlfriend?
Everyone in here does.
Yeah, I have 2.5 years.
Oh, you're wifed. How old are you, Bennett?
23.
Damn, dog. Live a little.
Right. Hey, but you got you a good one. Keep her.
I want everybody to be happy. I believe in love. A few things. Yesterday, there were some people with knowledge of the RFK situation did a little talking, and to a lot of people. I think some of the stuff has gotten a little skewed as far as how it's been received. The new RFK Stadium is going to be a dome, right? And it's going to be a dome because they want to be able to have year-round events, and you can guarantee that whatever event you got in there can go. I know people love the weather. It's going to be a dome. There was some talk about a retractable roof. The way it was explained to me is that it's not being ruled out, but I would hardly say that means it's in.
It's not going to happen. They're not going to put a retractable roof. It costs more money.
Right.
Teams that have retractable roofs hardly open them. As a matter of fact, it was a frustration. I worked in Milwaukee before here, and they wouldn't open the stupid thing in the playoffs when
the
Dodgers.
Brewers?
Yeah, when the Dodgers were in town and it was 40 degrees. My point was, open the stupid thing up. No, they don't open it. So, like, during the summer months, like, they open it more than other teams, but, like, remember Dallas has a retractable roof and they opened it, and then sheet metal comes flying down. So, like, I don't quite understand the point of a retractable roof.
I think it
roof.
Adds such a significant cost that if you look at it as a straight cost-benefit analysis, it's really hard to get home on that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't add up.
Well, and if you just put windows, similar to what you've seen in Minnesota, some of these other newer
Atlanta,
stadiums, just put windows
have
there.
Have super dope windows. And what you can do when the weather is good is maybe you can make those openable. So what could be really cool, especially because they're trying to – I understand people want – more parking for tailgating. But like if you live down there, you don't want more parking. You want more restaurants. Like you're trying to please a lot of different people here. And I really think by the time we get to 2030, over half of people going to events at this stadium will be using rideshare.
Yeah.
I think when the driverless, like seeing the driverless rideshare in Phoenix when I was out there for a week last year, every person under the age of 30 was using it. Period. Like, I think to try to forecast what something's going to look like in 5 years, and I understand that we have people that drive from my boy Uncle Don Luther, drives from North Carolina for every Skins home game and tailgates his ass off. I love that. Hopefully they'll be able to the people that have these crazy big tailgates, hopefully you'll be able to accommodate them. But you got to try to imagine how much things will be different in another 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, the parking is big, but it's not as big, like you said, nowadays. Like, people are still going to drive to games. There's still going to be quite a few, but how many people are now going to be able to take the Metro that wouldn't before? How many people are, like you said, going to take an Uber? And the other part about it, too, is it's not as if you're Ubering from your house. You could come park down here in the Navy Yard and then right. Uber over. Like, there are different spots around the area that you could come, maybe park for $15-$20 instead of whatever it's going to cost over there, and then Uber over. And I think that's something that... I mean, heck, they'll be on the water, too. You could take a water taxi over there. There's going to be so many ways to get there.
I also think they'll set up, and Northwest used to do this really well, and then Dan eventually killed everything off. Like, they used to do just a ton of shuttles from New Carrollton. You know what I mean? Like, you could, at that location, you could set up other points of parking or mass transit and then just shuttle people over. I truly think, for me, it's different working games because I'm there so early and I'm there so late that it's just a different experience. But, like, the events I go to, I Uber. Unless I'm going with the kids, I'm Ubering, period. And
yeah, I mean, like, if I were coming down to a Nats game, we obviously work down here, but if I were coming to a Nats game and it was going to be a packed one like it used to be when there would be 35,000 people in the crowd, I'd probably just take the Metro down here, right? If I'm going to a Wizards or a Caps game, I'm taking the Metro. So personally, myself, going to the new stadium, having the ability to go take the Metro and not have to walk a mile, great. I would love that.
As far as the deadline with the council, I think why it's so important to get this done is, I think specifically the Women's World Cup is coming to the United States in 2031. And beyond just your NFL season, the World Cup should have games in D.C., period. And the only chance Absolutely. Of that happening is if this joint is open, and I believe it's got to be open by 30 to get a game in 31 to show FIFA we can handle it. I don't know all the specifics. And a lot of these rules that exist, like there used to be rules about sizes of Super Bowl stadiums that has since changed, parking lots for Super Bowl stadiums that has since changed. Rules can always change because the rules are these aren't like laws. It's not like the government's decreeing this. It's private organizations running these things that want to do certain things, so they just change it. I think if you're the team and you're Mayor Bowser and you've got this thing almost to the finish line, you don't want to delay anything else because you know what's going to happen when you do a major construction project? There's going to be delays. S will hit the fan inevitably, and they're trying to build up as much lead time as possible. So when there's a – think about SoFi Stadium took extra long because there were mudslides. Now, we don't get mudslides, but what if we have a terrible winter and it's iced up for 2 months and they can't do anything during that time? Like – you want as much time now because something will happen later. That's just the way of the universe. And lastly, Sheehan's all over with the uniform stuff. I don't know about anything permanent. I'm not getting caught up in logos and all that, but I do think fans will be happy to see the actual burgundy and gold.
Please.
On the burgundy and gold.
Please.
Nobody go anywhere. Bees has some long shot bets for the NBA draft tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Phil says that I need to take off my hats if I want to get on dates, and I say screw that. If I'm going to get a date, hats are a part of me.
You got to be you.
Sports Grumpy said round is a shape, which he's not wrong. I think that's the shape that I'm going to get into, but need to get in some better shape. I want to play in some basketball games.
Yeah, let's get you playing some hoops. All right, let's get Rich first, though. Mike Beasley, MGM National Harbor, never shy to shoot his shot. Bees, at some point we might need love advice for young Toby, but right now we need Boy, draft picks to get
Rich. I
would
take Bees as my wingman.
See, well, thank you, Toby, and I agree with you. And first of all, me listening to Jeff give advice on love is just astonishing. That's a long shot right there.
Bees, you should have heard what he was offering Toby during the break. That wasn't on air.
Oh, my goodness.
It was very interesting.
Here's the guy I'm not going to follow in line with, just so you know. That's just my opinion. I love the kid. I think he's great, and I'm not following him.
No.
Yes. So, yeah, guys, man, great show, by the way. And I can't imagine what the weekend's going to look like with is your wife going on this wedding with you, JP?
She's going with me to the Eastern Shore on Sunday, but it's just me and B-Mitch going to Erie, Pennsylvania. Hey, is there an MGM up there? Can you get us a room?
No, I know there's a casino up there, but my goodness, I can't imagine. My goodness.
Great.
I'm sad that I'm going to miss it, but happy that you guys are going to tear up that little area up there, so up in Erie.
Yeah, it's gonna be a scene.
Oh boy! So
you know, it's,
what are we looking for?
It's Cody's wedding. That's why we're going up there.
I know that. Okay. I know exactly. I was supposed to go. I couldn't make it. I didn't get him my information back in time. So
listen, you can be my plus one. Gift. You can still come if you're gonna make it.
I got the Cannon Club member with my boy Pete Brasha.
All right, there's the real reason. Okay, tell me some. Let's get Rich, Bees.
Okay, Ethan Holliday is the number one pick. Oh, we're not doing MLB?
No. I like the pitcher anyway.
I like Ethan Holliday. Sign me up.
Give me the LSU kid.
Kind of a long shot. I like this big kid that the kid from France. I think he's a solid big. I think he's kind of ranked third all in all, but you can get him at 15-1 to get drafted in the top 10. So if you take a surprise, the guy's incredible. He's got a 7'4" wingspan.
Is that Asenge?
Yoan, yeah. Berenger.
Oh, okay.
So Davita, the kid from France. Let's put it that way.
We should have been just got him right international there. Names.
Yep, he's only 18 and a half years old. I mean, 6'11", might have more room to grow. I think he's just got a ton of upside. And I think if someone looks at it and wants to pick him in the top 10, that might be a nice surprise at 15-1.
Okay.
Your guy, Derek Queen, I think, I don't know exactly where
everyone's
ranking.
Don't you come
ranking.
On these airwaves and short stock my man, Derek Queen.
No, I got him going. Now, you can get a decent number if you pick him to go between 11 and 15 at plus 650. So I'm just a number guy looking for some numbers out there, and I like
Sounds
Derek
right.
Queen going at in between 11 and 15.
And you get it at plus 650?
Yeah, that's it. So
that's kind of juicy, Toby.
Yeah, that sounds really
might
good.
Have to put that, Toby and I are going to let some bets fly here in a minute.
So those are my two NBA draft stuff. You guys did a great job breaking it all down, so I don't really have much more to add. I like Zach Gallen over 5.5 strikeouts in the 2-10 game here. 28 minutes.
What did you think? What do you think of the show when B and Lamphill aren't here? It's a little train wreck radio.
You guys are absolutely all over the place. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. Let's talk about that. Well, we didn't even mention that, but let's go back to this, and then we'll go back to where were we? And no, it's still a good show. I enjoyed it. It was entertaining for me.
I loved it. All right, Bees. Appreciate you, buddy.
Appreciate it, Bees.
Have a great day. See you guys.
Okay. Do we make picks? I don't even know where we are with picks. All right. Here we go. Jeff decided we're making some picks, damn it.
Jeff doesn't fool around. I'd like to record the state, though, that on Monday I made two picks and nailed both of them. I get that I wasn't here.
Did he say record the state?
Monday.
I don't know what was that word he said after record.
You said I'd like to record the state?
I'd like to.
State for the record?
I'd like to state for, I don't know what I said.
You said record to the state.
Yeah, I'd like the state to record. I have no idea. Regardless, I hit both my picks on Monday.
Congratulations.
That should count for something.
A hearty pat on the back. Or Jeff could set you up with one of his ladies of the night.
Yeah, I'll take the pat on the back.
What is Gore's strikeouts? I'm taking the over. I like McKenzie to just throw gas today. 410, you can listen to it right here on the Fan. Anybody else got a pick?
Yeah,
White Brian,
Braves
degenerate?
Money line.
What?
Braves money line.
Okay.
Paul Skeens over, is his number 7.5?
Skeens and Miz were 7.5.
Give me Skeens over 7.5 strikeouts.
Bennett? Wifed up 23-year-old Bennett?
You know, you were talking about the Skeens and Mizorowski matchup today. Would it? I'm kind of feeling the under 6.5. I know it's kind of low, but pitching duel?
Yeah.
I kind of like
tell
that.
Me that finishes 3-1?
Yeah,
I get it.
I like that one.
Although the Brewers can hit. Jeffrey?
I want to take Guatemala? This, no, I want to take this draft pick bet. I'm going to say Jeremiah Fears, top 5 pick.
Ooh.
And I'm taking that because the person with the next best odds to be a top 5 pick is Ace Bailey. So I'm going to take Jeremiah Fears and hope that Ace Bailey falls to us.
Okay. So do we all want Bailey? Is everybody in on Bailey?
All in on Bailey.
All right.
All in.
Give me an ace.
Trey Johnson.
Yeah, or Trey Johnson.
Give me an ace. Or Con Knipple.
Or Trey Johnson.
Or Malawatch.
Malawatch is a close second for me.
Trade up to Dylan Harper. Get him two.
Draft's going to be fun tonight, guys. Fun show today. Thank you to Neil Greenberg. Thank you to Amelia Draper. Thank you to Chris Miles. Thank you to Mike Beasley. Thank you to everybody that called in. And let's get Toby a date in 2026. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Nats baseball at 4:30. A really sneaky good sports day for the middle of the summer. NBA draft, Mackenzie Gore on the bump in a day game. I hope you enjoy it. Stay cool out there. It's hot as hell. Grant and Danny next. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.